This past week was a difficult week for many of us. I suspect Jews all over the world were impacted by the events that took place in Israel on Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer theoretically is a day where the mourning period has come to an end. It's a day that we can kind of take a deep breath, or we can exhale. We can feel that those days of mourning, those days were a bit more serious, have come to an end. But this year, that's not what happened. This year, instead of taking that breath and that celebration, this year we all had to take a different kind of breath when we heard the news of the terrible tragedy of the people that were killed trying to celebrate Lag BaOmer, specifically in a place which is called Meron. Among all those that died, one of them was a fellow who had come to my classes, and it struck home. It was personal. But the truth is, it doesn't have to be that we know somebody who was there to feel it. Truthfully, before I found out that this young man was there, I felt completely devastated. I had a hard time that day, hard time concentrating, thinking, and my mind kept going back. And then I found out that I actually had a student who was there, and then it became all the more profound and personal. I want to share with you a thought from someone who is a survivor, and for a lot of people, he's the most articulate survivor. His name is Elie Wiesel, and he said something, or perhaps really hinted at something, which is a verse in this week's Parsha. The Talmud tells us of a disagreement between a man by the name of Ben Petura and Rabbi Akiva. The argument was, if two people travel together and they're in a place where there's limited resources and only one of them has water, and if that water is shared, they'll both perish. If that water is kept by the person who owns it, he'll live. So the Talmud discusses, what do you do with the water? And Ben Petura said, nonetheless, despite the fact they're both going to die, Ben Petura says, you share the water. We're both in the same boat. We both went out there together. Even though the logic of Ben Petura is one which perhaps makes a lot of sense short term during that time that you're together, but it's a terrible prognosis. And Rabbi Akiva doesn't agree with the outcome. Rabbi Akiva believes where there's a chance at saving life, we're obligated to save life. And therefore he says the person who carried the water with him must keep the water. There are those who then debate more recent times whether Rabbi Akiva would advocate that you must keep the water, or perhaps you can give it to the other person. But either way, Rabbi Akiva's opinion is that where one person can survive, we need to do any and everything we can for at least one person to survive. Life is too precious. Ben Petura really advocates something which is incredibly elevated. Share it. But it's the outcome which is devastating. And Rabbi Akiva insisted on an outcome of survival. But the verse which is used is a verse from this week's Parsha. And it says, V'chei achicha imbach, your brother shall live with you. And Ben Petura turned that verse into meaning, you'll live together even though it'll be a really short time, but the two of you should have the exact same outcome. Your brother shall live with you. And Rabbi Akiva said instead, your brother shall live with you. You need to be alive first before you can start taking care of your brother. We're all obligated to take care of ourselves. And only then, Rabbi Akiva says, we have to take care of others. And let's make no mistake about it. This is the same Rabbi Akiva who said, the most important teaching in the Torah is love your neighbor as yourself, but still as yourself. You have to take care of yourself. So what did Elie Wiesel say about this chapter? He interpreted the teaching of Rabbi Akiva to tell us the following, that if two people go into the desert, only one comes out. And this interpretation is that if one survived and the other perished, the one that leaves needs to live the life of both of them. Call it, if you wish, survivor's guilt. But I think it's something much deeper. I think there's an understanding that for somehow, call it fate, call it God, determined that this person lives and this person dies. But the fact that somebody died and someone else lives creates a relationship which lasts forever. And perhaps that's something that we should keep in mind. Those who walked away from the mountain and survived what happened in Meron. Those of us who survived all kinds of other events in our lives need to think about those who didn't survive. Elie Wiesel, as a survivor, felt he needs to live the lives of those family members that didn't. The idea is profound, because what it means is we can't explain why God does things. We're beneath that pay grade. If God will reveal to us one day all the involved calculations of every single event that took place, that's wonderful. But we can't speak for God. We can't decide why things happen. But what we can do is we can try to come out of events that took place and lead full lives. That's the obligation of survival. And perhaps the message is that not only do we need to lead lives which are full lives, We need to lead our lives keeping in mind of those who are no longer here with us, or perhaps quite the opposite. We need to make sure that those who aren't physically here with us are always here with us.